everybody wants to be the best, right?
Right.
But for you to stand here with the guys you have now, with what you and Joe have done here and the other guys you brought in, for someone to stand here and say the Browns want to have the best offensive line in the league, that's maybe not just talk. Like, you see what people have produced in their careers, and you could see how something like that has a chance for you guys at your best to be among the best in the league.
Yeah, I mean, it's very early. You know, we haven't even got out there and done a preseason game yet and stuff, but, you know, we invested a lot as a team into the offensive line, and, you know, if guys can play up to their potential, there's potential there, you know, and we'll see how it all shakes out. There's so much that happens before, you know, you play the first game, but, you know, we're working to be the best we can, and, you know, if that turns out to you know, makes one of the better units in the league, then we'll be pumped about that. But just individually, we're just trying to be the best players we can, which in turn will make the unit the best and then make the offense, you know, the best they can be.
What have you learned about Treader and Zeitler that you didn't know before they got here?
Yeah, I mean, you see guys on film, you know, for me, Zeitler more than Treader just because we play in the same division. And you don't really know how they are, but he, on film, you know, he's a physical, good player. You know, you look at him like, man, that's a good guard. But he loves football, man. He's all about football, Zeitler, for sure. You know, he's real focused. He's real determined. He gets real down on himself if he makes a mistake. But I think that's any great player. You know, they don't want to be the guy that's, you know, causing anything. But he's so solid. And, you know, I kind of like working with him because he's kind of a beast in the weight room. You know, he's out there always doing the extra stuff. And he just loves football. And then to me, JC's real smart. I know he went to Ivy League school and stuff, and you don't really know about that, but, you know, I don't know. I didn't take any hard classes at Harvard or Cornell or anything, so I don't know how hard they are. But, you know, he's a smart guy, and he's putting us in the right positions on offense. And I think to have someone in the center of your offensive line that can really, really bring it together, you know, kind of like Alex Mack effect of knowing what to do and stuff, is going to be really helpful for the team.
Do they fit in right away? I mean, is it
a
tight group already?
Yeah. I mean, we have a great room, you know, led by Joe and John Greco, who have been here the longest. Then you got a lot of young guys, but those two fit in right away. I haven't been in any other O-line rooms, but those guys, man, it's a good group to be in, and they fit in great. And Zeitler, they're a little quiet, you know, but I think anybody is in a new situation. But it's a great room to be in, and I'm pumped that we brought him in.
We talk about how good the line can be, but, you know, you got to have solid production at every spot, and right tackle is kind of a question mark right now. How do you view that position?
I think they're throwing a lot of guys at it. You know, I think Sean Coleman, Cam Irving, Rod Johnson, Stirrup, all those guys have been in reps at tackle, and I think they're just kind of rotating guys through to see who's going to, you know, perform the best. And I've seen some really good flashes. You know, I think the main thing is consistency. You know, keep working, because you see a play where Sean looks like a future All-Pro, you know what I mean, at tackle, and then there's a play where he's not so hot. But if you just get consistency there and they keep working at it, I think the competition in camp is going to bring out who should be the guy there.
Joe said he thought Sean was a favorite. I mean, what do you like about Sean from knowing him for a little over a year now?
Yeah, I mean, he just puts his head down and goes to work, but he has great length, he has great power in the lower body. He you know, wants to learn, wants to get better. You always see him asking questions to Joe about, like, hey, what do you think about this or that? And he's trying to learn. You know, if he gets beat by one thing, he tries not to let that happen again. And those are all traits of, you know, good young players.
What have the Browns hit on here with deciding to pay big money to guards?
In my opinion, I think any guard in the NFL should be happy about it. You know, you know your position group gets paid a little bit more. But I think Hughes stressed it. They want to solidify the inside of the line. You know, inside out, protect inside out. And we got the quarterback hit too much last year. And I think they're like, if we're going to be successful, we got to keep him standing. And you know, you work your way inside out on that.
And I mean, but that's – you're all for that, right?
Yeah.
The guard is now the new go-to position on offense in the NFL.
I mean, right? Left tackles still get paid, but I'm pumped about it. I mean, I'm not going to be like, yeah, you probably should have paid me less, you know. But I think it's a good thing. I think the salary cap can go up. I think people understand, like, man, O-line's a tough spot to play in this league, and if you can find some good ones, you know, you want to hold on to those guys.
And we talked about making the quarterback better, but just – you talked about the quarterback got hit too much last year.
Yeah.
Just if the quarterback, whoever is the guy, can stay healthy and you can get a guy who can stay on the field, how big a deal would that be? And, again, that starts with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, consistency. Since I've been here, we haven't had a, you know, I don't even think a 10-game starter. You know what I mean? Like, it's been rough. But yeah, I think consistency at the quarterback position, you get used to his huddle, you get used to the way he sets in the pocket and those type of things is huge. And like you said, it starts up front. And we can keep him from getting hit, then he's going to stay healthy, you know. They don't get hurt by accident.
You just said get used to his huddle. Have you been in the huddle with all three quarterbacks?
Yeah, they let me do some walkthroughs yesterday. I haven't been until yesterday, and I've been in it, and, I mean, they're all confident guys.
Well, personality-wise, it's different for each of them. Does one bark more? Is one more?
I would say Brock's probably... I mean, he's had the most experience, you know, so he's probably the most rehearsed, I guess, in the huddle. You know, he kind of knows what he takes control of it. He takes a knee. He gets down there. He tells you what it is. Cody's confident, but it's more of a quiet confidence, you know. And then Kaiser, you get flashes of it because he's a young guy, so he's just trying to read back the plays and stuff. But when he gets one out good and, you know, you break the huddle crisp with him, you can tell he has, a little bit of confidence with it. And that comes with us. You know, we keep the huddle, you know, tidy for him and stuff like that. But
so Kaiser isn't saying to you, like, what the hell are we doing?
No, he's got it down. You know, he will, you know, tell him what the play is, and he's out there. I think he's been in the limelight. You know, he coming from Notre Dame, he's played in some big games, and so I don't think that scares him at all. But I think they're so focused on themselves too, like knowing what play to do and doing the right things, that, you know, they tell us to play and we get out of the huddle and we're good to go.
So no jokes, like no one's really loose.
I haven't got that much experience because I've been, you know, out for a little while, but. I think we're trying to get the plays out, and we're worried about what the defense is doing and stuff right now. But I think when we get to the season, we'll have training camp. We'll have a little bit more fun with it.
Do you feel like you'd like to know who's the number one in camp or early in camp? You talk about consistency in the huddle.
Yeah.
You like this decision kind of made?
I don't think it matters too much. I mean, if you have a guy like Tom who you know is going to the one, I think that's nice. But here we want to get the best guy on the field. So if that takes 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks into camp, like, as long as we get the right guy out there, I think that's more important than, you know, deciding who's the guy early just to say he's the guy early.
Hey, you did some individual drills yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So do you consider yourself, like, ahead of schedule because of that? Or did you know that?
I didn't really ever get a schedule. You know, they didn't pass out a schedule, like, after surgery. But
don't you have target dates?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we want to be ready for game one, you know, and I think that's the goal. But it was a huge step in my eyes. You know, I got to go out there and run around, and I felt great. And like I was saying earlier, we have 6 weeks till training camp, so we get a few practices in our books here and then come back for training camp and, you know, see where I'm out there. But the goal is still be ready week one against Pittsburgh, ready to go.
So do you think you'll be limited early in training camp? Or,
you know, it's hard to say. I think, you know, Joe and Hugh get paid the big bucks to make those decisions.
Okay. But so, you feel good? You feel
Yeah, I feel really good. I mean, the training staff and everybody's done a great job. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in Cleveland this offseason, but it's been worth it. You know, I feel great. And now I'm ready to go. You know, when they let me go, I'll be ready.
So is Joe putting in any work at all? Or is he
Yeah, no, he did the walkthrough yesterday. He's been, you know, in the weight room killing it. He's strong as I've been around him. So he's getting ready to play. He knows his body. He knows what he has to do. You know, I think this break he'll ramp it up a little bit. But, you know, he's going into year 11. He's played a lot of snaps, and I think he'll be ready week one too.
Does he seem any different about the young blood than he was maybe a year ago? You've got a confident guy in Myles Garrett going against him.
Oh, yeah. I think he's excited, honestly. You know, you get a younger guy, and you want to kind of see how that goes. So I think he's excited to go against him a few times in camp and just kind of, you know, work with him. Because they help each other. You know, you're on the same team. You compete against each other. But, obviously, I want to see Myles go out there and get 12 sacks this year. So if he has to beat Joe a couple times in practice, I'm all for it.